Hello, friends. Hello, colleagues. Hello, listeners. And welcome to this episode of the Platinum Business Break Podcast. And today's episode is sponsored by Platinum Business Consulting. Hey, we're here to help you, the small to medium-sized business, become a world-class organization. It's easy to do, and we can show you how. And today's episode is Season 4, Episode 7, Big News About Non-Competes. Hey, this is pretty interesting episode. I think most of us in our careers have either been impacted by the threat of a non-compete or worried about a non-compete that we may or may not have signed. So with that, we're going to dive into this. And, you know, there may be some unexpected twists and turns at the end, so make sure you stay tuned to find out. Anyway, we're so glad you're here, and we're just going to hit it right off the bat. So about 2 years ago, the Biden administration, they announced that the Federal Trade Commission, they were going to ban non-competes. Now, again, this was 2 years ago, and it's been kind of quiet. You know, there's a process. I won't break down what the process is. But essentially, last week, it was announced that, hey, we're banning non-competes. So what is the impact of that decision? Well, the impact is about 18% of the U.S. workforce. 30 million people is if you want to put a number on it. That's a lot of folks. Okay, here's the announcement. Dateline, 23 April, 2024. In a groundbreaking move, the United States government has taken decisive action against non-compete agreements, marking a significant shift in the landscape of employment contracts. This move, aimed at fostering innovation, competition, and fair labor practices, has the potential to reshape the way companies engage with their employees. Wow, now a lot of you are going, hey, I'm so glad I'm ready to get out of here. I'm ready to do my own thing. But hold tight. There's a few twists and turns. So the announcement goes on to say, non-compete clauses keep wages low, suppress new ideas, and rob the American economy of dynamism, or dynamic, I would take that, including from the more than 8,500 new startups that would be created a year. Now, they're saying 8,500 new startups a year once the non-competes are banned, said FTC Chair Lina Khan. The FTC's final rule to ban all non-competes will ensure Americans have the freedom to pursue a new job, start a new business, or bring a new idea to market. Wow, that's pretty cool. Now, again, I think most people listening to this podcast are probably going to think, hey, this is a great idea. And I get it. And I don't disagree. I think companies certainly have a right to protect their proprietary property or information or intellectual property. They have a right to protect their customer base or unique processes. But a lot of that can be handled through an NDA or non-disclosure, in my opinion. Now, some companies, one company I work for in particular, they said any idea I came up, during my employment belonged to the company. And I'm okay with that as long as they're going to share the wealth, right? So that usually is not what happens. Usually it's their idea, too bad. So again, I think this is good in terms of the employee and sparking, innovation. But let's continue. The FTC estimates that the final rule banning non-competes will lead to new business formation growing by 2.7% a year, resulting in more than 8,500 additional new business created each year. The final rule is expected to result in higher earnings for workers, with estimated earnings increasing for the average worker by an initial $524 a year. Okay, that's not very much. Anyway, and it's expected to lower healthcare costs by up to $194 billion over the next decade. Now, I don't know how they came up with that number. I would be interested to see the math in that. In addition, the final rule is expected to help drive innovation, leading to an estimated average increase of 17,000 to 29,000 more patents each year for the next 10 years under the final rule. Okay, now I can see that. So the ruling, I got this from the FTC, Federal Trade Commission website. And also there's a link to this if you scroll down in the information on the podcast or the vidcast, you'll also see the link. Okay, non-competes are a widespread and often exploitive practice in imposing contractual conditions that prevent workers from taking a new job or starting a new business. Non-competes often force workers to either stay in a job they want to leave or bear other significant harms and costs, such as being forced to switch to a lower paying field, being forced to relocate, being forced to leave the workforce altogether, or being forced to defend against expensive litigation. An estimated 30 million workers, nearly one in five Americans, are subject to a non-compete. Okay. Now, again, a couple thoughts on that. Well, there's already banned non-compete agreements in several states. I know probably up in the Northeast, I think California maybe, either Washington or Oregon. I know there's a lot of states that have already banned non-competes. So this is just, to me, more of a federal move to make it nationwide. Again, like I said previously, I don't have a problem with it, mainly due to that fact. In fact, a quick story. I worked for a company years ago. And I won't say who or what the industry, but you know, the company bought another company, and because they had a proprietary or kind of a neat process to get a different customer segment, so they bought the company. Well, anyway, the principal of that company they purchased, it didn't work out. Within a year and a half, this guy, he was gone. I don't know if he quit or they fired him, but anyway, he right around started a new business, the exact same business. They went after him, but in this instance, a judge or a court ruled that two things. They had to settle out of court and allow him to continue to go ahead and start his new business, or they had to pay him to sit home for the time. I think it was like 18 months or 2 years. In the justification, I guess the precedence for that was, or the precedent that was set was, that's all he's done his whole life. I mean, since he was a teenager, he was in this particular industry. He didn't know another trade. He didn't know how to do anything else. So that was, to me, kind of the signal. Again, this was a long time ago in my career, but that was a signal that, hey, this non-competes are kind of on shaky ground at best. Right, so I continue. Again, this is from the FTC website where they posted this information. Under the FTC's new rule, existing non-competes for the vast majority of workers will no longer be enforceable after the rule's effective date, which is about 120 days. Existing non-competes for senior executives, that's who represent less than 0.75% of workers, can remain in force under the FTC's final rule, but employers are banned from entering into or attempting to enforce any new non-competes, even if they involve senior executives. Employers will be required to provide notice to workers other than senior executives who are bound by an existing non-compete that they will not be enforcing any non-competes against them. So a couple things there. One, there is an exception, and I'm going to go over that in a minute. The second thing is employers are going to be required to give notice to workers. Now, a lot of people are under non-compete. They don't even know. That's part of their package of stuff that they sign when you join the company. So very rarely is it clearly called out, because most of the time you're just signing all this documents. You're ready to start working, get a paycheck, right? But you're not really reading the fine print, and you should. So I think there's a lot more people who are covered under non-competes that then they realize, and they usually realize it when they're getting ready to leave or quit. All right, alternative to non-competes. The commission found that employers have several alternatives to non-competes that still enable firms to protect their investments without having to enforce a non-compete. Trade secret laws and non-disclosure agreements, or NDAs, both provide employers with well-established means to protect proprietary and other sensitive information. Researchers estimate that over 95% of workers with a non-compete already have an NDA. The commission also finds that instead of using non-competes to lock in workers, employers that wish to retain employees can compete on the merits of the workers' labor services by improving wages and working conditions. Now, a couple of things with that. One, I don't know if 95% of workers already have an NDA. I think that's kind of a stretch. I think they are non-competes. The other thing is, I do agree 100% companies should be allowed to protect their intellectual property, their patents, all their investments, all their stuff that they could lose market share if someone took a secret or something. Again, you don't want people taking your stuff. So I think that's fair as well. The other thing is that I believe if companies, now again, I'm talking to business owners and business leaders, why don't you make it to where they don't want to leave? That's really the bigger question to me on all this, is if someone's going to leave, why are they leaving? Typically it's because they're quitting a bad, work culture, toxic culture, maybe a toxic boss or something like that. But a lot of times, if an employee has a great idea or something, why not incentivize employees to develop new technologies and all that? you know, cut them in for a nice chunk of the pie. Man, can you imagine what kind of a workforce you would have? What kind of people you would have want to come work for you if they knew they could also tap into, you know, any new idea or any new process or any new product or service they came up with? That's pretty cool. So anyway, that's just my two cents. All right. Now here's the exception. Senior executives. Under the final rule, existing non-competes for senior executives can remain in force. Employers, however, are prohibited from entering into or enforcing new non-competes with senior executives. The final rule defines senior executives as workers earning more than $151,000 a year and who are in policy-making decisions. And to me, that's like your VP level and above. Your VP level, probably your C-suite. That's probably who that impacts. So I thought that was interesting. But, you know, 150 grand, you know, a lot of sales guys are out there making 150 grand, but they're not in policy-making decisions. So I thought that dollar threshold was kind of low myself. All right, so here's the bottom line on the final ruling. The final rule will become effective 120 days after publication in the Federal Register, and I'm assuming that happens pretty quick. So, you know, maybe let's assume, you know, May 1st, you know, that's what, you know, 120 days, that's 4 months, so May, June, July, you know, probably by the fall, by September, this will be, you know, a final rule. It'll be law, okay? So that's interesting. So I know many of you are already going, hey, you know, plotting and planning, but you might want to hold on because there's a couple of twists and turns with this that I'm going to talk about in a minute. Now, this is what I was talking about. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has vowed to challenge the rule in court, perhaps as early as April 24, 2024, and thus whether the rule ultimately is enforceable is yet to be determined. There's a strong possibility that the district court that hears the lawsuit will have the ability to issue a temporary restraining order or preliminary injunction of the rule, which would delay the implementation of the rule while the challenge to its validity plays out in the courts. Okay, so you hear what that means. Okay, this could be tied up in courts for a long time. Now, you know, I didn't know the Chamber of Commerce was against non-competes. That was kind of a surprise to me. You know, because most of your Chamber of Commerce are small businesses, and small businesses are people who left and kind of, you know, that's how they grow, right? So, you know, surprised that it came from them, but it was going to come from somebody. Someone was going to challenge this non-compete ruling. So this is going to be interesting. But I think the fact that it's made it this far is telling you that non-competes, their days are numbered. Okay, that's all I'm saying. So here's this is off the U.S. Chamber of Commerce website. This is a notice that they put up. You know, it was Dateline a couple days ago, Washington D.C. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Suzanne Clark issued the following statement today regarding the Federal Trade Commission's FTC final vote to ban employer non-compete agreements. And I'm quoting the article here. The Federal Trade Commission's decision to ban employer non-compete agreements across the country is not only unlawful, but it's also a blatant power grab that will undermine American businesses' ability to remain competitive. Since its inception over 100 years ago, the FTC has never been granted the constitutional and statutory authority to write its own competition rules. Non-compete agreements are either upheld or dismissed under well-established state laws governing their use. Yet today, three unelected commissioners have unilaterally decided that they have the authority to declare what's a legitimate business decision and what's not by moving to ban non-compete agreements in all sectors of the economy. This decision sets a dangerous precedent for government micromanagement of business and can harm employees, workers, and our economy. The chamber will sue the FTC to block this unnecessary and lawful rule and put other agencies on notice that such overreach will not go unchecked. Wow. Okay, so there's going to be a fight. That's all I'm saying. So don't necessarily leave yet your company yet thinking you're scot-free. I would hold on. But a couple of things, just, you know, my opinion, my observation, you know, over 20, 30, almost 40 years in the workplace. If you're thinking about leaving a company, number one, make sure you're not using the company email and mixing your personal business on company email. That's number one. Keep your company stuff, business stuff separate. All right, keep it on the company computer. Make sure if you're sending any emails, you're not emailing yourself any proprietary information or customer information. All right, that's going to get you. I've seen that bite people. One company I worked with, these two guys left. They went to a competitor, kind of under the radar, and they pilfered basically the server that had all the customer information. You know, today's technology, it was easily found out. They kind of got a slap on the hand. They could have gotten a lot more trouble. Basically, they were told, hey, you can't call on our customers for 24 months. Now, I don't know how they were going to enforce that, but that was I don't know if they had to pay a fine and do that. But, I mean, that's theft, in my opinion. So you know, don't stock up, you know, the stuff at your house. Don't print and keep customer lists or mailing lists. And the other thing is, you know, if you do leave, don't go poach other people's employees. You can get in trouble for that. You know, it's poaching. That's probably in part of your, you know, if you did sign a non-compete, there's probably something in there that says not only you're not going to work in the industry, you're not going to recruit employees away from that company. But again, I go back to, hey, if the company is such a great place to work, you ain't got nothing to worry about. All right. So there's going to be a fight. Now, what the Chamber of Commerce is saying here, though, that the FTC doesn't have the constitutional or statutory authority. Now, I kind of agree with that, because think about this. Think about all the laws and you know, regulations that are passed on an annual basis that we, the taxpayer, we never get to see. All right. Now, I did a quick Google search, so you can check me, you know, fact check me on this one. But I always thought this was correct. So, powers of Congress. Congress is one of the three co-equal branches of government as it ascribes significant powers by the Constitution. All legislative power in the government is vested in the Congress, meaning that it is the only part of the government that can make new laws or change existing laws. Now, obviously, that goes to the president for a veto, you know, all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is the Constitution very clearly says that the Congress is the only area that can make laws or change laws. So is this ruling by the FTC, is this a law? Is it regular? What is this? I don't know. See, again, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a legal expert. But I think that's why this is going to be challenged, because it sets a precedent. Because if this is upheld, then any agency can start throwing out regulations, and some may be to the disadvantage of the employee. All right, that's all I'm saying, is that it can cut both ways. So anyway, that is it. And this is not a long episode today, so I just kind of wanted to throw this out. This was kind of breaking news last week, and I thought, man, I need to put a little podcast together on this. So it does impact a lot of people. It is important. So I will keep watching this. If there's any updates or changes, I will throw another podcast out. So, you know, make sure you stay tuned to the Platinum Business Break podcast, because we are here to keep you, you know, the business professional, I don't care what age you are, you know, 45 plus crowd too. You know, anyone in business who, you know, that needs to know about this, we're gonna watch it for you and keep up with it. So we'll let you. Again, last update was 2 years ago and nothing happened. So this was breaking news. Wanted to let you know. So we're here to help you. Anyway, this episode, it's episode 7, season 4 of the Platinum Business Break podcast. This is big news about non-competes, and I hope you found it interesting and useful. And hey, please subscribe to the channel, whether you're listening on Spotify, our Heart Radio, Amazon Podcast, or Apple Podcast, or you're watching our YouTube channel, which would be a vidcast. Subscribe, because this is the kind of stuff I talk about. And I just talk about business stuff that interests me and that I think interests you, because, hey, I'm a regular guy. You know, I see a lot of things that everyone sees, and, you know, I have a certain viewpoint on the way business should be after my 35 plus years in business. So I hope you agree. Hope you enjoy these podcasts. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And we will see you next time. Bye.